This episode is sponsored by your mother-in-law, who is always right. I'm just going to leave it right there, y'all. I'm telling you, that's it. Period. Drop mic. End of story. If you want an easy, smooth life, just always agree with your mother-in-law. Do what she says. Do what she needs. Do what she wants. I guess that's all there is to say. Mother-in-law is always right. Bless her heart.
This is the Kim and Val Show.
We're talking all things Curb Your Enthusiasm, Bold Peanuts. I'm going to be flipping out.
I was like, great, I'm an unknown actress.
I'm sorry, I'm telling all your business.
If anyone ever offers you a mint, you should take it.
What was the most memorable moment on the set of Curb Your Enthusiasm?
You don't know what's going to happen next.
So there's a lot of women that have dreams of starting their own business.
It's a really great journey.
I always say, this is a God thing.
It's a God thing.
That's what life's about, Cheryl, don't you think? Welcome to the Kim Gravel Show. I read that my guest today loves Bold Peanuts. So I'm in love with her already, y'all. I've got a Southerner on today. I'm also in love because this episode will be released on Valentine's Day, the day of love. I have the beautiful and talented Cheryl Hines on the show. Y'all, she's the star of the hit TV show Curb Your Enthusiasm, which is in its 12th season on HBO Max. So she's launched a beauty brand called Hines & Young with her 19-year-old daughter, Kat. Cheryl's mission with the brand is to make affordable luxury products that are a friend to the environment. So everybody welcome the famous, wonderful, beautiful Miss Cheryl Hines. Hey, girl!
Cheryl Hines.
Oh, my God. Hey, girl. Hey, how are you?
Honey, I cannot believe you love Bold Peanuts.
Oh, listen, I grew up in Florida, and this was my youth, was pulling over on the side of the road at a boiled peanut stand.
Listen, now let me ask you this. Did you do this Southern thing too, Cheryl, where you would pour the salted peanuts in your Coca-Cola or your Pepsi-Cola?
I never did that. I was always afraid I would choke on the peanuts. I was afraid I would drink one. It would get stuck in my esophagus. So I was like, oh, I'm going to skip that one. I'll stick with the soft nuts.
Right. Soft nuts. So Bold Peanuts, yes. The peanuts and Coke. Now, I knew when I read that, I was like, oh, Cheryl and I are going to be so close. Yeah, and yeah. Also, you know, you've been on Curb Your Enthusiasm for 12 seasons, right?
Yes.
What is that like? Because you started in Florida. How did you get to Curb Your Enthusiasm, one of the most popular shows on the planet?
That's such a good question. Well, so yeah, I grew up in Florida, and then I went to beauty school. I got my cosmetology license, and then I went to college. I got a degree in television production, and a minor in acting. And then I drove my Toyota Tercel across the country, and got to LA. And then really, what made a huge difference in my life was I started taking classes at the Groundlings Theater.
Oh, wow.
LA, which is all sketch and improv comedy. And, I was grinding, doing that for a while. Right. Because just writing, you're writing sketches, you're performing. And then Larry David was looking for an unknown actress because he was going to do a 1-hour special on HBO. And I was like, great, I'm an unknown actress and I know how to improv.
I'm hired, right?
Exactly. I'm your lady. And then I went in, I auditioned with Larry and we clicked. And then 24 years later.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, this is our final season.
Wow. And it's funny how things unfold because you began... You say it's humble beginnings where you came. You came from a little small town in Florida, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Tell me everything.
Yeah, I would say humble beginnings for sure. And then went to Tallahassee, went to high school there. So I really I grew up with strong family and
yes.
We kind of made our own fun because we didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, for a while, I didn't even have a TV or TV.
Yeah. But
remember those big TVs? The
Huge.
Console, and yes. If it broke, it was like a big deal. So for a while, I didn't even have a TV, and I don't know. I don't see. I didn't mind it because we had the beaches and the boiled peanuts.
You know what, Cheryl? I think like the humble beginnings, I love that part of your story because it teaches you so much. What is one couple of things that you glean from that, you know, your upbringing, that Southern rich family, you know, small beginnings upbringing?
Yeah. You know, I like that I was brought up in small communities because, you know, you really get to know people and you're involved in their lives and their families. So if I love that if somebody in our community was having a hard time, you know, people would bring over casseroles and sit with you in the living room. And I just, for me, I take that with me, you know, through my life, probably like you, right? Mm-hmm. And it's probably something that I'm sure it's different growing up in a big city because people are spread out and you support each other in different ways. But I really loved that. I liked that part of it. And just, you know, looking for the kindness and the goodness in people.
And that, you know what, there is more kindness and goodness in people than we hear about on social media and TV. You know, most people are good. Yeah. Most people
are good. I agree. Somebody told me once that most people are doing the best they can most of the time.
And I like that.
I believe that. Yeah.
I do too, Cheryl. So let me ask you something about the improv, because that to me, because I do live TV every week. So
you're doing improv every, I mean,
I was going to say, is that improv?
Yeah.
Is that, okay. It's a little crazy.
It's a little crazy. Yeah. And you know better than anybody. You just have to stay in the moment, right? You're always just, you don't know what's going to happen next. You don't know if something's going to fall, if something's going to happen. And, you know, a good improviser doesn't just ignore it and hope that nobody saw what just happened. They say, oh, that thing just fell, but doesn't it smell good? It just cracked open. I could smell the whole thing. You know, whatever that moment brings you, that's what you talk about and that's what you're living in. So in improv, it was great because they really teach you, you don't know what's going to happen next. You have to listen to other people. And it was a really good, really great, not only acting lessons for me, but life lessons.
Life. I was going to say, isn't life just living out improv every single day?
It really is.
It is.
It is. And just, you know, listening to the person that you're talking to, that you're doing a scene with, that you're having a conversation with. And really, really good lesson for me.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Are you overworked, underpaid, exhausted, but love your kids so much and want to be the best mama for them?
How about the best version of you? You deserve that.
I'm Gianna DiMedio-Simon.
And I'm Casey McDonald-Hosmer, and we are moms who absolutely love our new roles in life.
But man, were we not prepared for some of the fine print in the job description.
We want a connection with our children and our partner that doesn't come at the cost of the relationships with our own selves.
We're helping you mother up every Monday on your favorite podcast player. Also, check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/@motheruppod.
I get so tickled because I have two boys. I have a 16-year-old son and a 14-year-old son, and I have, you know, a husband. So that's basically three children, and I never sit on a clean toilet seat. You know what I'm saying?
No.
So, you know, I never, never.
No, there's always. Listen, I have seven kids total now.
I was going to say, you've got a Brady Bunch going on.
I have a Brady Bunch going on. I mean, they're older, but I'm, you know. there's still the toilet seat situation happening. Let's be honest, they never grow out of it.
Well, I always wanted a daughter. I'm a girl's girl. I'm a total like women empowerment. Let's go. I come from a long line of strong women. And when I heard about your beauty brand that you launched, Hines and Young, I thought to myself, wow, Cheryl, I got to have her on because Cheryl is doing this with her 19-year-old daughter, Kat. I was like, how did that come about? Because you sent me some products. And girl, let me tell you something.
Yes.
This stuff, y'all, when I tell you, woo, this stuff is magic. It smells delicious. The packaging is gorgeous. Yes. And I don't say that about everything because you know I'm in the product business. But how did you get started doing this?
Well, you know, my daughter, Kat, was getting ready to graduate from high school, which panicked me.
Why? Tell me why. I know why, but I want you to tell everybody else.
Well, you know, it's hard because you have your little person in your house for so long. And then all of a sudden you start thinking, oh, I'm not going to be the one making you breakfast and taking you to school or, you know, and it really started. I started thinking, oh, I need to make sure I stay connected with her.
Yes.
And so I asked her if she wanted to start a company. And she said, yeah, that sounds great. And so we started talking about things that we love. And because I do have a background in cosmetology and beauty, if you will, we decided to make these luxury body creams and our beautiful candles. Don't they smell so good?
Oh, my gosh. We'll talk about it. But I'm just saying, like, it is so yummy.
Yeah. And I will also, like you're saying, I really wanted Kat to feel empowered as a woman.
Right.
You know, there are more and more female CEOs in the world, but there could be a lot more, right? So I just thought it would be a fun, creative project to do together. And it was. And we've been, you know, it's been really fun creating the formulas and our fragrances because we both love the beach. So we decided to... You know, that's the center of Hines and Young, and the feeling behind it is just a fresh, clean, you know, like I said, fragrances. We also have fragrance free if you're not into that. But that's how it all began.
I know. I get tickled because you're talking about, you said, you know, you didn't want her when coming up on her graduation, you didn't, you know, you wanted to keep that connection and it was the emptiness thing was scaring you. For me, it's, I have a 16-year-old, he's a junior, so he'll be graduating next year. A little bit of me goes, woo, when is he? We got more.
No.
But I think when I get like closer to that time where they fly the nest, you know, I'm going to be flipping out.
Well,
literally.
I understand that because you know, it's not easy being a mom.
It's very hard. It's
because it's 24/7.
Well, they're always on your mind. It's like with women, we're always thinking and always, you know,
are you okay? Have you eaten? What are you doing? Are you are you home? I know.
Be careful. Don't drive too fast.
Be careful. My kids really, they actually laugh out loud when I tell them be careful.
Do you still do that?
Yeah.
So you're grown. Yeah.
Yes. I do too. My 28-year-old. And, you know, he's like, I'm Cheryl. I'm.
He calls you Cheryl Luck. Okay, Cheryl.
Girl, Cheryl, I get it. I hear you and I'll do my best.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that gives me hope. That gives me hope because right now I'm like, when are you? How many more years have we got until college? But I feel like I will be the same way. Okay. So you and how is it working together? Because my business is a family business. Okay. My mother works with me, my BFF, my dad's on payroll, my sister's on payroll, and I work with my family. And we are crazier than one-armed paper hangers. I mean, we're not writing ahead and we fuss and fight. How is it like working, don't you, and your whole extended family and your business as well?
Is working.
Okay.
My brother, Mike, is working at our headquarters. My sister, Becky. And it's actually really fun.
Okay, tell me about it.
Well, it's funny because, you know, it's fun when you own the company, right? Because we'll have, you know, be listening to AC/DC really loudly, putting our gift boxes together and you know, telling stories. And that to me is really, that's a great day at work, you know? And then, you know, fighting over what we're going to eat for lunch and nobody can agree and all that.
Oh, I love it.
But it keeps us close. And we've always, like I said, been a close family. So it's a really great journey. Really, really.
Yeah. And what would you say, like, your superpower in business is? And what would you say Katz is? Because to me, working, you're only as good as your weakest link, or you're only as good as your team. Like, right. What would you say? Because, like, you're an actress and you've done so many things, but what is your superpower in business? There's a lot of women listening to this podcast that have dreams of starting their own business or taking that step into that professional realm.
Yeah.
What would you say to her, and what is your superpower in business?
Well, I would say my superpower is connecting with people.
Yeah.
And listening. So, you know, probably like you, right? We come from humble beginnings. And then when you start getting a little more successful, then people are sending you fancy products and fancy candles. And it's so nice. But I'm always thinking, oh, where were you when I was 24? And yeah. I didn't have any money.
Right.
So for me, I've been learning along the way and paying attention to different products. And I thought, you know, I can do this and keep it at an affordable price. So,
yeah.
So most people can have luxury items. They don't have to be $100. They can be $40 and they can still be high quality products. So I think for me, that's my superpower, I guess, that I bring to it.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, I think everybody needs one in business. You've really got to know your strengths and be able to hire people who can fill the gaps that you can't fill. Is what's Kat's superpower? What does she bring to Hines and Young?
Well, Kat is, you know, she's 19. So she brings her generation's point of view. So it's nice when we were deciding on packaging, you know, it's fun to hear from her, you know, where I might think, oh, well, let's put more stuff on the front of the candle. And she'll say, actually, it looks better without all the stuff. Like, I don't know why your generation, yeah, went crazy with the colors. And it doesn't need to, like, fancy, weird colors on the front. Let's just keep it calm and relaxing. And so it's good to hear her, you know, hear her, what she likes and what her friends like, and then to be able to bring that to the company, you know.
Okay, Cheryl, how do you handle the social media? Okay. If you're like me, I mean, just us getting on this podcast today was a technical nightmare. y'all should have seen us. It was like, where do I punch it? I was just like, I can't hear you. All of that.
No.
So how do you, and I can't stand it. I can't stand the technical aspect of it.
No, it's hard.
It's hard. Does she help you with social media and all of that? Like, these kids today are so, we don't give them enough credit. They're smart as whips.
No, they're really smart in that area. And she does. She really guides me because, you know, she thinks of the whole brand and the aesthetics of it and the color palette. So that's great.
There's no giftings for that from me at all. No, like,
me either. I just can't. Feel like, oh, this is a funny picture. I'll post it. And, you know, for Hines and Young, she's like, actually, let's not do that for the company. Like, do that on your own Instagram. But so, I'm learning a lot. I'm learning a lot about it because it's so important. You know,
how long did it take to get started, though, Cheryl? Like, it took a while. Like, how long did it take to actually launch the first product?
Yeah, it took probably a year and a half.
Yeah.
At least. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you have to find the name of your company, which isn't easy, you know, because you like, everything's taken.
Right.
So every time you try to look up a copyright, they'll say, oh, it's been taken. That's so we decided on Hines and Young because it's unique and it has, and it wasn't taken. And we were like, okay, that's a sign. But so you have to, you have to file for that and wait for that to go through. And then also, as you know, just start it, like you're just building a house out of little brick.
From nothing. Right.
From nothing. And I remember the day that our website went live, it was so exciting.
I'm at QVC. I'm telling you, we've got to talk offline because you've got to get this on QVC. People will love this.
I love QVC so much. I love it so much. And my friend Susan and I, we are like, wow, they have a gift. You have a gift to be able, because you connect with people. That's your whole job, you know?
Well, you know what, Cheryl? I say this all the time, and I want to see how to. I say we're in the people business. We're not in the product business.
That's right.
We're in the people business. The older I get, like even with my children and my loved ones and my little community I'm here in Georgia with, in Winder, Georgia, you know, my little small one horse town people.
Yeah.
That's what life's about, Cheryl. Don't you think?
Yeah, I do. And I think that's why so many people are drawn to you, and because you feel a connection. When I'm on the road and I'm, stuck in a hotel and I'm shooting a film or something, I turn on QVC and I'm like, oh, my friends.
Well,
it's good.
You and Kat. Now tell Kat she's got to come with you when y'all come.
Listen, I'm telling you, this is a dream. That would be a dream. And I would love it so much.
Well, I'm going to make that happen. All right. Well, hold on. Hold on, Cheryl. After the break, we're going to come back and we're going to do this little game we call rapid fire questions.
Okay.
We're going to put your improv to work right after this.
Okay.
All right, we're back with the one and only Cheryl Hines. We're talking all things Curb Your Enthusiasm. She's from Florida. She loves Bold Peanuts. She's just come out with a new beauty brand. It's been out over a year. Hines and Young, I'm telling you, be on the lookout. This stuff smells and feels amazing. Big things, big things. It is a actual company with your 19-year-old daughter, Kat, right?
That's Cheryl. Right. That is okay. Right. Two ladies doing it.
Two girls, two sisters doing it for themselves, right?
That's right.
That was a song.
I remember it.
Everybody listening to the podcast, Cheryl has so kindly and generously offered a code for all of you that gives you 20% off of all these great products. 20% off. It's KG20. You're just going to go to the website, right, Cheryl?
That's right. Shop Hines Young.
Okay. Shop Hines Young. And just type in at checkout, KG20.
Yeah, that's right.
Y'all, check it out. And look, you keep your eyes out because we're gonna get Hines and Young on QVC. Okay.
And Kim, you've been raving about this. And I'm like always like, oh man, I want to try this stuff too. Like, I wish.
Well, go and buy your own with KG20.
Well, it's funny because I was talking to, Cheryl's people who helped book this episode. And they were like, oh yeah, we'll send it to you. And I was like, you should send it to Kim. And then I immediately regretted it. So... here I am.
Well, maybe we can send some to you. That would be nice.
Listen.
Thank you,
you're
Cheryl.
Not getting mine. You're not getting mine. Yeah. Shameless plug there from Zach.
Shameless
no,
plug.
But it's true.
That's how I get some. I just have to beg for it. I'll beg just all beg. Our guests for
it.
Yeah.
It worked. It worked.
You have not because you asked not. That's how I say.
That's
you don't, right. You don't know. It's true.
That's true.
Okay, Cheryl, every single guest that comes on the show, I just ask random questions and I just want you to answer in your improv. So this is going to be so easy for you. First thing that comes to your mind, up and out.
Okay.
Rapid fire questions.
What's the best accent you can do?
Southern.
Do it. Give me something in Southern.
Hey, girl, what's going on? I got some new products going. You're going to love them. You're going to flip out when you smell this. And it is so smooth and beautiful. It feels so delicious on your skin.
Oh my God, I love it. Yep, that's a good one.
That's about before it. That's how my mom talks, really.
Oh, is she still in Florida?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
She grew up in Jacksonville.
Jacksonville, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, the Florida accent is very different, like from the Georgia or the South Carolina.
I know.
South Carolina. Okay.
South Carolina, yeah. Where they really trail off at the end.
They trail off.
Yeah.
And then they say, bless your heart, and then stab you in the
heart.
Back.
That's yeah. right. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. right.
Southerners can get, don't let them fool you. Mm-hmm. Don't let them fool you.
They'll be mean, right. but they'll say it sweetly.
Oh, yeah. It'll just, they'll like sugar. Do you think that cell phones are always listening to us?
Yes, I do.
I do too.
I mean, listen, I was talking about ponchos the other day, which I never talk about ponchos. And then the next thing I know, there are ads for ponchos on my cell phone. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Okay. This is a true story.
Yeah.
I think they can even read your thoughts. My friend was in the shower. And she had a loofah. Yep. Do you think the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay. She had a loofah and it was moldy.
Mm-hmm.
Amy, I'm sorry. I'm telling all your business. And so she said, she just looked at the loofah and said, she didn't say out loud. She thought in her head, I need to get a antibacterial loofah.
Yep.
And she said like an hour later, an antibacterial loofah came up on her cell phone. Just saying.
Listen, I had the same experience. I woke up one night, my legs were on fire. They were so hot. I don't know why. And I thought to myself, I didn't say it out loud, I know there are sheets out there that are supposed to like keep you cool. And then when I woke up, there were mm-mm. ads for like sheets. And I was like,
how can that be? How can that be?
Yeah. We're already part computer and we just don't know it.
Maybe we're in the Matrix, girl. We're in the Matrix. Here we go. Well, if we are, if we are, I'm in love with AI. I love the Amazon Alexa mess. I love it all. So, hey,
we're doing it. No choice.
We're doing it. Well, we're here. We're doing it.
If you've got Alexa, it's already listening to you. Like, you know, it's listening to you.
But you know how long it took me to revolt. You know, I was like really the last one on the ledge with that one.
Yeah. And then now you can't live without her.
Can't live without her. She is my best friend. Okay. What puts you in a good mood immediately, girl?
Music.
Like, okay. What kind?
Pop music.
All right. Favorite 80s song. Go.
The 80s were so good. I mean.
Weren't they?
Like a virgin.
Touch for the very first time.
I think maybe that. I mean, I was. All up in Madonna.
Do you remember when it came out on MTV and she was rolling around on the floor and my mom's like, she is going straight to hell. You know, that's what she's.
We ripped our shirts and we wore the lace gloves. And
bracelets, yes.
I was like, okay.
And girl, wouldn't we love at this moment just to have a little bit of Like a Virgin as opposed to some of the stuff we've
Day. Was it some stuff that we thought that was so racy back then,
right? And Elvis was to our parents. I love it. Okay, what was the most memorable moment on the set of Curb Your Enthusiasm? I want to hear this one. Spill the tea, honey.
Okay, girl, I'm gonna spill it.
Tell it.
We did an episode. I can't remember what season it was, but where Larry David had to wear a Band-Aid on his head in the scene. And you know, when you're shooting a TV show or a film, you're shooting out of sequence. You're shooting, you know, part of the scene one day and part of it the next. Well, we shot in this theater in downtown LA. So that was already like a lot. We had a lot of background players. It was very, you know, it was a lot, especially for our little show. And I get in my car, I'm on my way home, and they said, you need to turn around because we have to shoot the whole thing again.
Oh, my word.
I said, why? And he said, because Larry wasn't wearing his Band-Aid on his head.
Oh.
And there was a lot of the people pointing fingers and who fault is it? And, you know, everybody was like, so... was mad and frustrated. And by the time I got back to the set, all of the crew members had Band-Aids on their head in,
right.
you know, standing together, just like, sorry.
In solidarity.
And I was like, oh my God, I love you guys. And so, you know, what could have been a really, and I'm sure it was a tense moment for a second, you know, but you know, our set, our crew, our people, that's how they dealt with it. And it just made me happy.
Are you going to miss it?
Oh my God, I'm going to miss it. I'm really going to miss it. But, you know, at the same time, this is our 12th season over 24 years. So sometimes
that's crazy.
We would do, I mean, we went, I think there were 4 years when we didn't shoot an episode at all. So I might not feel it for a few years, but yeah, I'm going to miss it.
You're going to miss it. You miss the people, probably, that connection
I miss
that you have with him.
Yeah, I'm really good friends with Larry. So I see him. I see him a lot.
Before you became famous, what, I love this question, what role did you audition for that you wish you got?
There was a film that I auditioned for really early on. It was a Coen Brothers movie. And I honestly can't even remember the name of it, which is, but it was about divorce. It was Catherine Zeta-Jones and George Clooney. And I it was to play Catherine Zeta-Jones' friend. I wanted that role so badly. I wanted it so badly. And I got to audition for the Coen Brothers. And you know, I did a pretty good job in the audition. And then they called me back the next day for a different role. And I didn't get it. I didn't get either role. And I remember thinking, ugh, man, show business.
I know, you know, Catherine Zeta-Jones, she was on QVC too. Like everybody in Hollywood comes through the QVC.
Of course.
Pipeline.
Yeah. Because you guys know, it's like the greatest audience, you know, people are.
Oh yeah, best audience.
People are sitting and listening. They want to hear about the products. They want to hear about it, which is so nice.
Fantastic.
I mean,
there's
no other place, you know, it's like, it's really sweet. Yeah.
It's magic. You're going to love it. Okay. What's one thing you cannot live without?
I mean, besides my Heinz and Young body cream, one thing I guess my toothbrush.
Okay.
I mean, I have.
That's very practical, Cheryl. That's very practical.
I have big teeth to begin with. And so I feel like I better take care of these guys because they are out there. So I brush my teeth probably way more than most people.
I love it. You got a good smile, girl. Your smile is good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Can I, Cheryl, I feel like that is 100% Larry David rubbing off on you. Like, he's so obsessed with, like, the, like, minutiae of life, right?
Well, yes. Larry David.
Is he really, like, in real person like that, though?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Larry David is, it's so funny because he is really crazy about fresh breath.
Ooh.
So on our set, I mean, we just have like PAs walking around offering everybody mint. And Larry David,
I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that's smart.
No, it is a good thing. And by the way, a word of advice. If anyone ever offers you a mint, you should take it.
That's a sign. That's a sign.
That's a sign. Hey. Just take it.
Just say thank you.
You can't
just say
no.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No.
No.
But, okay.
But even, you know, there was an episode of Curb where, because it's all improvised, our dialogue is improvised. And there was a scene where Larry was talking to my mother in the show. And for some reason, she said, do you have a mint? And he said, yeah, I do. And he goes into his pants pocket and he pulls out a mint. She said, is this a loose mint? I said, yeah. She goes, I don't want a loose mint. That was what the scene was about.
That's fantastic. But I agree. Nobody wants a tacky, Lenny, nasty loose mint.
No. But I guess if you're...
Unless it's in the container. Unless if it's in the container and it's... That's fine.
It wasn't.
You pick the lint off of it.
Right.
And then you're
that's
good
disgusting.
To go.
If you're desperate.
Listen. Or get you some spray and always have that. Okay, what... I love this question, and I can't wait to hear what you say. Who would be invited to your fantasy dinner party, dead or alive? That's a good one.
That is a good one. I mean, it would be fun to have Oprah. Just like...
Okay.
Howling around.
You can't go wrong with that. You can't go wrong with that.
I mean, Mary Tyler Moore... You know, what a fun dinner that would be. Betty White.
Come on now. You better say Kim Gravel.
And Kim Gravel. That was going to be my last one.
I was going to say, you're going to have all them women and you better call me.
Yeah, you're coming.
Call me.
You're coming.
All right. What is one piece of advice you would give to your younger self, Cheryl?
When you get knocked down, when you feel like, I'm not going to make it.
Mm.
You're going to make it. And those feelings will pass. You'll get through them. That doesn't mean that they don't matter or you're going to forget about it. It doesn't mean that at all. It just means that tomorrow you're going to feel a little bit differently. And then the next day you're going to feel a little bit differently. So even in times of really hard times, I lost my brother and I couldn't get out of bed and I thought, I'm not going to make it. And then you realize, of course, your brother wants you to make it. Your brother doesn't want you to lie in bed and cry every day. So you're going to figure it out and you'll get through it and it'll make you stronger.
Oh, God, what a good word. Isn't that the truth, though?
It is. It's hard to know when you're in it.
It sucks when you're in it. It sucks.
You can't even imagine feeling differently when you're just in such a low place. But you will. You'll feel differently one day.
Mm, we're so resilient. Okay, a few more and we're done. What is your favorite junk food? I mean junk food, Cheryl. Don't tell me hummus and pita bread. Okay, I want something real.
I'll tell you, and I'm not proud of it. Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Oh, now you have to have a drink coupled with that. So what is that drink of choice that you're drinking with the Flaming Hot Cheetos?
Well, I hardly ever do this, but maybe a Diet Dr. Pepper.
Oh, and you know what? Diet Dr. Pepper is so good. You know, it tastes like the real thing. But I just want to say this to you. You cannot take the Florida out of the Florida girl.
Okay. And by the way, when I get really desperate, you know, they have boiled peanuts in cans. It's not this.
Oh, those are good. Those are good. They're like it's a vat of salt. I mean, it's just a salt lick. But
you
have
to be prepared to like dry out for a few days after. It's worth it.
Just lay out. Yeah. Your blood pressure skyrockets, but they're delicious.
Yeah.
Okay. Who is your celebrity crush? Think hard because you know a lot of celebrities.
Woo!
But I'm just telling you, it's just somebody you think is hot as fire. That's just, you know. You can be totally surface here.
Okay.
Like, they don't have to. Okay.
Okay.
Because you're married to a hottie. You're married to a hottie. So it's hard.
Am.
You know.
I am. Yeah, you so are. It's hard to, you are. Hard to even imagine being attractive.
Well, but if you could.
Yeah. I would say, this is a tough, I mean, listen, George Clooney, now that he's on my mind.
He's hot.
I mean, let's be honest. Yeah.
But he's hot all the way around, like internally, externally.
I know. And I think that just elevates him.
But he married up. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard to believe that George Clooney could marry up. But if he did.
And then
he's almost out of his league. He's almost out of his league
almost.
There.
Well. And you can't be mad about it because you're like, no, okay, I get it.
Mad respect. Okay, this is, I'm going to leave with this because I truly believe we're going to see you on QVC very, very soon.
Yes.
What is your personal favorite Heinz and Young product?
I would say our Capri Honeymoon Candle. I mean, listen, I love all of our body creams are amazing. But when I go to bed at night, I know you're probably the same way. Like you're hitting it hard during the day, like every minute you are going.
We are.
And so I have a little ritual and I light my Heinz and Young Capri Honeymoon. And then it sort of tells my brain, okay, it's time to calm down.
It's your ritual. It's your bedtime ritual.
I got to relax. And it helps because it smells so good. And it just is like, okay. Okay,
Cheryl, we got to get you on QVC. You and I are connecting after this to make that happen. Y'all, go follow Cheryl Hines on Instagram, _ Cheryl Hines. Follow her at Hines and Young. That's Hines and Young, A-N-D, Young. Get 20% off at Hines and Young products with code KG20 on their website right now. And that's HinesandYoung.com. No, it's shopHinesandYoung.com. Yep. Let me get that right. Go check it out. Cheryl, This is not the last time we will meet, my love. No, I cannot wait.
It's not. And I cannot. I listen, you make me very happy.
Same.
I've loved talking to you. I feel like we should go to Georgia immediately and eat some boiled peanuts and just hang out.
They're on my stove right now. They're cooking right now.
I know, because you have to use raw peanuts, which is, you can't find raw peanuts in a lot of grocery stores.
You can't find them in, because you're in LA, right?
Right.
That's where y'all live. You're in LA. You can't find, here, they're on every shelf. So come on down to Georgia. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That and grits. We're not.
And pork rinds. And pork rinds.
Pork rinds. Not a lot in LA.
And tell Kat, I can't wait to meet her. And I can't wait to just, you know, connect everybody together.
I think I just caught a glimpse of Kat in the background. Wait, tell us are, Cheryl, just so we have that. Where are you?
I'm in Dallas. I'm in my daughter's apartment. And
I love it.
She's like, no, you do the talking. She's in the mood to talk. And sometimes
you and Kat together on QVC talking about your family business is going to be magical. And can I just say, as a woman who's very close with my mother, I love her. She is my very best friend and my sister. What an amazing legacy you're leaving your family, and especially your daughter, Kat, because at the end of the day, Cheryl, all we got is each other.
I know.
Right?
It's so true. And by the way, I have my mom working sometimes at the Heinz and Young headquarters.
How do you pay her well, or do you feed her well, or both?
I feed her well. We go out
She's
for
staffing
happy
the
hour
factory.
After.
Is she like melting the wax for the candles?
No,
she's tying some ribbons sometimes.
Yes, that's yes, nice. Honey.
Yeah, she's doing.
I love it. All right, girl. All right. We'll be in touch. We'll reach out to your people and let's get something on the books and go ahead and get a pitch meeting.
Oh my God, yeah. Jim, this is a dream.
Cheryl, you got to come back, girl. But until then, I'll see you on QVC. Maybe
I will. Listen, I will see you on QVC.
I love it. All right. Bye, girl.
Bye, girl. Thank you.
Love you, girl.
Love you.
I always say this is a God thing.
It's a God thing.
Can you hear it now?
No.
Can't
hear it. Can't hear it now.
Oh,
you
boy. Cheryl.
Okay.
I don't think we've ever had an episode with this much tech problems, so you're welcome.
So this is good. This is good time.
It's me, not you. It's me, not you.
No.
Well, this is me. I don't know what this is. This is, you know.
It's okay. You can fix it in post. I always say that.
We're just going to fix it in post, baby.
The Kim Gravel Show is produced and edited by Zach Miller at Uncommon Audio. Our associate producer is Kathleen Grant, the brunette exec. Production help from Emily Breeden and Sarah Noto. Our cover art is designed by Sanaz at Mammarian Creative, and Mike Kligerman edits the show.
Talent Booking by Central Talent Booking.
And a special thanks to the team at QVC. Head over to thekimgravelshow.com and sign up for our mailing list. Again, we can't do this without you, so thank you for listening, and we love you.